This old song called Oil on the Brain was sung in the middle of the oil boom in the 1800s as this frenzy to get rich was chased by the demand for fuels that were beginning to change the world. Today's oil boom in places like North Dakota and Wyoming, where we began this hour, is a continuation of that frenzy with some new lyrics this time around.
Rivers running brown, money changing hands, cracking underground. We're wringing every last drop from the land just because it's down there.
For Grammy award-winning musician Tom Chapin, the oil boom has become a dangerous fracking boom. And that's how we end this hour. Next week, Chapin and other artists assembled by producer Jason Sammel will release Buy This Fracking album. It will be downloadable on June 23rd. Jason and Tom Chapin, with his instrument, visited us recently to talk about fracking, to play some protest songs, and to discuss the power of political music in the age of Instagram.
The great thing about music is that if it works, it gets in. It's like a little brain worm that sits there. And if it's telling the truth and you connect with it, I remember songs that I learned when I was, 3 years old, and they still stay there. I think that's one of the reasons that Pete Seeger used to say that when a dictator took over, the first thing they wiped out were the artists and musicians. Mm-hmm. Because we're dangerous.
Who's the audience for this album, and what artists did you manage to get to be on this album,
Jay? Sure. I mean, I try to bring on folks from every type of genre to have as wide of an audience as possible. So we have folks anywhere from, folk music to punk music to hip-hop to reggae. And there's obviously a kind of inborn audience to each one of those artists that represent those genres, but I think the audience that I'm trying to grasp the most are folks that are sort of deafened to knowing what fracking is and understanding what fracking is and understanding how detrimental it is to our environment. We already have all of the activist audience. That's kind of a given with this. But the goal is to reach above and beyond that activist audience, above and beyond just the folks that really enjoy protest music, folks that, listen to Bonnie Raitt or, Anti-Flag or Rusted Root or all these great folks on the album, Michael Franti, Natalie Merchant, the Felice Brothers, obviously Tom Chapin, quite the lineup. And we're hoping to reach their audience, but really above and beyond that audience.
Tom, your audience is politically activated, I would think. Michael Franti's audience is politically activated. How do you get beyond that already convinced audience?
Yeah, I remember doing my first concert with Pete Seeger and my brother Harry 35 years ago. And somebody asked Pete Seeger, you've done these benefit things your whole life. Has that ever made a difference? And he said something that interested me, and I've always used it. I don't know. But I do know I've met the good people. People with live hearts, live eyes, and live minds. And it was such a perfect Pete Seeger deflection and yet information at the same time. In other words, I'm not doing this for me, but yet I meet the people that I care about and I learn stuff. And it's a life commitment rather than this particular thing.
Hmm. The issue of fracking is becoming more tangible and less abstract. I think people understand what is going on with fracking. I've talked with people, millionaires down in Dallas who aren't terribly politically active, who are shocked by the seismic activity fracking produces. We have these fracking earthquakes, they say to me, and what do we do about that? And there's a sense of looking for articulated message of how to push back. And in some ways, songs like this could be perfectly timed.
Yeah, we hope so. It's an interesting thing. I know here in New York, I'm a New Yorker, Governor Cuomo listened to the scientists and his people and banned fracking. And it was a big issue. And we were kind of surprised and thrilled about it. Both Jason and myself and a bunch of other folks went down to Dimock, Pennsylvania, and right in the heart of the Pennsylvania fracking, and talk to folks whose lives have been just really ruined, and they're not only their property and their water, but the community as well. And so it's really interesting I'm a normal citizen. That's what I do, but I'm also a musician. And you read about it, and then you go meet people who actually are living that life, and you go, whoa. And that really was an eye-opener for me.
Things like all the earthquakes going on, you know, absolutely finding that fracking is tainting drinking water in Pennsylvania. I think that it becomes more believable to them. Unfortunately, it takes the press to do that. A bunch of people with protest signs at rallies are wonderful to urge the politicians to make changes. But I think to really reach a broader context and a broader audience, I think it takes a big article in the New York Times, or it takes folks like us making a record like this with, you know, a huge built-in audience of all the fans.
Does science get in the way of clarity when you're trying to develop a protest movement? Does science get distorted by songs and the ways in which passions can boil down an issue? We struggle with this on the show all the time on all kinds of issues.
You're asking, does logic get moved by emotion? And I think the answer is yes, sometimes in the right direction, sometimes in the wrong direction. I think you just have to go with your heart. At least this is Tom Chapin talking about Tom Chapin. What you have seen with your own eyes and what you believe. And the song that I wrote down there, I wrote with my good friend John Forster, who came up with that wonderful concept that it's just because it's down there, somehow it's the Holy Grail if we have to go get it. And why, you know? So I think, yes, emotions do sway logic, you know that. And science sometimes is very careful about saying, yes, the earth has gotten warmer over the years, other times, but I've watched people who just absolutely discard logic because of emotion. We all have. And in fact, there are most of the Republican guys running for president said that there's no proof that the earth is getting warmer because of us. And so you look at that and say, in my head, it's absolute. But that's part of what music does. Language gives information. Music gives emotion. That's what we do.
If there's a tree, we'll cut it down. Tear the top right off a mountain. Leave behind the barren ground.
Jason Sammel, producer of Buy This Fracking Album, a benefit album to raise awareness of the dangers of fracking. And Tom Chapin is one of the artists, a Grammy Award-winning musician on this album. Thanks so much.
Pleasure.
Thank you so much for having us.
The way that it will go. Till somebody says no, no, this is not okay. No begins to grow, no, we begin to find a better way. Just cause it's down there, we're gonna leave it where it lays. Just cause it's down there, we don't care how much it pays. The sweet, sweet water in our spring is worth more than anything. Just cause it's down there, just cause it's down there, that's the place that it will stay. Just cause it's down there, we can turn and walk away and leave the bedrock and the shale. Mother Earth is not for sale just cause it's down there. Ooh, 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 just cause it's down there. Just cause it's down there. Ooh, 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 just cause it's down there. Ooh, 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 just cause it's down there.